now through February 4th. Available in store and online while supplies last.
Hey, it's a little too early for being that loud. Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Sports fans, glad to have you with us for the Tuesday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Tuesday, January the 8th, 2019, and certainly one of the shows that you look forward to, one of the historic shows, one of the legendary moments in Clemson athletic history. We are awfully glad to be on air with you live from Santa Clara, California, following Clemson's 44-16 win over Alabama last night in the national championship game, giving Clemson its third national championship and its second national championship in the last three seasons. Clemson was dominant, handing Alabama one of its worst losses in school history and giving Clemson perhaps its greatest victory in school history. 15-0, the Tigers are the first 15-0 team in the modern era of college football and in the season number one. And there's a lot of things to talk about now. Recapping all that, A, what happened in the game? B, what does it mean in the future? And C, historically, what does all of this mean? I can tell you that one of the things that, as far as from a news standpoint, we do know that the national championship parade and celebration will be this Saturday. It will start at 9 p.m. with the parade route downtown. Clemson will tell you about all that coming up. We'll tell you much more about the gates of what time the gates will open on Saturday. Basically, the parade starting around 9, the stadium celebration at 10:30. So this Saturday, make your plans. That should be an absolute blast, something I know so many people are looking forward to. What I want to do today as we come to you at 3:07 local time here in Santa Clara, I want to get your reaction to what you saw last night, maybe surprising reaction to some, maybe not to others, but your thoughts about what you saw. We'll do that in really all three forms that we normally do. Our Northland Communication phone line, 654-ROAR. You can reach us at 864-654-7627 on our HealthCare text line. Zach will have to keep an eye on that. 986-1566, and Twitter, since he is back, Mr. Orr24 on Twitter. We would love to hear from you there. I have so many thoughts about last night, about the trip, about the game, about the post game, and about the future of this program, other programs, including Alabama's program. We're going to get to that over the next 3 hours. Actually, to be honest with you, over the next 4 days at least of talking about that. But I know a lot of you want to talk about it. A lot of you want to get into it. And a guy that I can't wait to hear from, the producer of the show, the engineer of the show, the Yore that stirs the pot, Mr. Orr24 in the Twitter world, but number one in your heart, Mr. Zach Orr. Yeah, Bo.
Yeah, Bo.
How about that, huh? How about that?
Oh, my. Two in the last 3 years. It is a beautiful time to be alive.
It really is. And I have a million things to say today. We won't get to them all today because I want to hear from fans today. This is one of the things that I thought about in the fourth quarter about all the little things, the kids that I've seen. I saw Graham Neff last night, and their kid's 2.5 years old. I went, all your kids knows is national championships at Clemson. You know, that's all the kid has ever been through. But my friends, my family, all the Clemson family, all the hard work and, you know, what this means, what it means to Clemson Nation hit me. But I'll ask you, Mr. Orr 24, what did this one mean to you?
You know what? This morning you wake up after a very short rest, a little cat nap, if you will. And you go, I got to get into work this morning. And then you realize there's 129 other teams today that would love to be in the position that this team is in. And I'm very, very, very happy to be coming into work this morning and being able to do a show at the flagship station of another national championship here at Clemson. What this meant to me, you know, we compared and contrasted 2016, 2017, 2015, and all these different games. 2016, that win meant a sense of it was fun. It was there was a finality to having Deshaun on campus, and it was a sense of relief almost to get that win after losing to the season before. This one felt a little different, didn't it? It felt more vindication. It felt more. It was fun, but it just, I can't put my finger on it quite yet. It was different than what 2016 was.
Yes. Now I'm going to go all the way back because 81, I remember when I was 12 years old, that one felt like I was naive and I thought, like, well, they're going to do this all the time. And then it is 35 years to get to that one, to get to the next one. But that one felt like that, you know, they're the best team in the country that year. And the program was, it was so new, and it was new again in 2016. And on top of that, because of what happened in 15, and then the last second touchdown, the shock of that and the surprise of that, last night was a 10-minute drive, the longest drive in Clemson football history to end the game, to put the nail in the coffin in an embarrassing loss for the big kings of college football. It felt like watching Muhammad Ali get knocked out by Trevor Burbick late in his career. And one of the things I thought about last night was when Ben Bulwer said it's been 35 years, it's finally coming home. I can tell you, Zach Orr, Mr. 24, it's been two long years, but it's finally coming home, baby. It's coming home after just two long years. It is coming home. I told you I was going to save this one for you for the show. And because I know my beautiful wife is listening now.
Ishi, good morning, Meredith. It's lovely to have you joining us this morning.
I miss you. Can't wait to see you. And thanks for letting me come out here. But at 7:37 local time here, 10:37 your guys' time, we were texting back and forth about the game itself. And every time a Clemson player would make a great play, it's like, okay, that can be the middle name of the baby. So it's going to be, ETN, Drake ETN Plotter. But the best I thought was, if you remember, Mr. Orr 24, were you at the house for the national championship breakfast that we had before the celebration going down?
I did not come over for that, no.
Maybe 100 people. We had all, you know, eggs and hash brown casserole, and we had sausage and bacon, and man, this is unbelievable, and fruit salad and donuts and mimosas and all kinds of, I mean, kids. And we had, I think it was like 100 people. We put a new, brand new flag up. It was awesome, right? At 7:37 local time last night, my wife sent me a text and said, I'll start ordering supplies for the hash brown casserole for Saturday. We are going to have a party, buddy. You and Christian are going to be there. It is going to be cloud nine around WCCP and around Tiger Nation for a long, long time. These perma smiles, these parties, these T-shirts and hats and bumper stickers, and life has changed now because of this one. But this is going to be a heck of a lot of fun. Dabo always talks about the fun is in the winning. Well, it doesn't get much more fun than what you saw on the field last night.
The fun is in the winning indeed. Last night on the field, Clemson, of course, coming out to a 44-16 victory over Alabama. 14 plays, 94 yards, and 10 minutes and 2 seconds off the clock to end that game, Mickey Plyler. You just mentioned that. It's the longest drive since 2005 against Maryland. It's the longest drive ever, if I'm not mistaken, as you alluded to there. In a game where we thought the big play was going to be dominant, you wouldn't see drives like that. To finish that game in that manner, to run the ball down their throat, to go all the way down the field and be able to just run out the clock on us, Nick Saban team was just, it was nothing short of extraordinary last night. And obviously, you know, you start the game in a way that's back and forth. You think you're going to be in for a shootout at moments last night, 14-13 after one, and things just completely snowball for Alabama from there, and it's just downhill for them. They don't score again after the second quarter, and Clemson comes out with a third national title last night. Just a beautiful, beautiful thing.
You remember when you and I were on this show, maybe a month after the 2016 win in Tampa.
Yeah.
And I mentioned something about Clemson's national championship team, and you said, which one? And I was like, you know what? Yeah, that's right. You got to think about that now. Now you really got to say which one. You know, these two, you go all the way back. That was fantastic. Look, there's so many ways to think about this game. And stats that vindicate what we're talking about. Going into this game, you and I talked about how the pass protection would be one of the most important aspects of it. Clemson gave up zero sacks last night. Mack Wilson didn't have one. Quinnen Williams didn't have one. Davis didn't have one. Christian Miller didn't have one. That Alabama had zero sacks. Nick Saban dialing up pressure, exotic blitzes, zone blitzes from everywhere. Clemson's offensive line, I wouldn't say much maligned, but message board guy had attacked Robbie Caldwell forever now. Clemson's offensive line and running backs and Trevor Lawrence now, by the way, because all that's important too. Zero sacks, Zach.
You can't say a word about Robbie Caldwell and the job that his offensive line did last night. You can't say a word for forever now. I mean, you come into this game, all we hear all week, well, you know, that's going to be the main point of emphasis for that Clemson team. If they can't get a push up front, if they can't protect Trevor, you know, he's not as mobile as DeSean. He's not able to stretch the game like DeSean was against them. I just don't see how he's going to have success against that Alabama defense. Da, 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 da. And we heard it all week. And that team, that offensive line, that front five showed up, punched Alabama in the mouth, essentially, and took over that game as it went on. And it was nothing short of extraordinary, the performance they put on.
I told my buddies after the game last night, imagine if Clemson actually had SEC speed, what the score would have been.
Oh, boy.
If Clemson had, oh, man, that would have been, I got out of hand. You and I talked about chunk plays being a big part of it, and big plays being a big part of this. A.J. Terrell, 44-yard interception return, answered by Jerry Jeudy, 62-yard touchdown pass, answered by a T. Higgins, make sure I'm not saying, a 62-yard catch, followed by the touchdown run of 17 yards. From there on, you had the Ross 74-yard pass. You had Feaster having a 26-yard reception. Clemson had another 26-yard reception to Amari Rodgers. Just big play after big play after big play. Trevor Lawrence outplayed Tua last night. I thought one of the biggest keys, Zach, is that you had to get Tua off his spot. He got off to a good start. But once Brent Venables got him off of his spot, got him off his timing a little bit, I'm not sure Tua reads defenses well, post-snap reads. I think it is a lot of pre-snap determination where the ball goes. And once Clemson was able to move him off his spot and disguise the coverage enough, he struggled. After a brilliant start, he started to struggle. And who would have thought that a true freshman in Trevor Lawrence would outplay to a 20 of 32, 347 yards, three touchdowns, no interceptions for Trevor Lawrence, 22 of 34 for 295, two touchdowns, and two interceptions for Tua. Tua also sacked a couple of times, even to the point where Alabama calls Uncle and puts in Jalen Hurts in the game.
Mm.
Hard to believe that would happen.
You know, Tua had, first of all, and I think we can all agree on this, Tua had an extraordinary season for Alabama.
No doubt.
He was a special player for them and truly something that was something to behold there at Alabama. And all the credit to him and that team for that season. What it came down to last night was, he had thrown four interceptions the entire season. He threw two last night. He threw half of his season total last night and to make it out to six. He looked confused. He looked rattled. You mentioned getting him off his spot. That happened early, and it happened often. And it wasn't necessarily having to hit him every time. It was just the fact that they were there. The fact that pocket was being pushed. The fact that you had just constant pressure near or around him. It just made him uncomfortable. And Clemson did enough on the defensive secondary side of things. You know, after you obviously settled down a little bit after the big Judy play you had mentioned there. It was a wild start to the game. And absolutely a barn burner start to the game. We're thinking, oh boy, you know, I don't know if we're going to go score for score the entire game. At one point, the game is looking at 81.5 at the over-under. You're looking at 1,000 yards of combined offense. It would have been just crazy town. Clemson's defense does enough in the secondary to confuse him with some looks, kind of some copycat things is what Saban described it as. And he made some mistakes we haven't seen him make all year. And I guess that credit has to go to Brent Venables and then that Clemson defense, of course.
No doubt about that. Let me give you some of the other numbers I thought were an absolute key last night. Clemson holds Alabama to 4 of 13 on third downs. Alabama 3 of 6 on fourth downs, but the 3 fourth down stops were all massive in this game. In the meantime, Clemson, Zach, goes 10 of 15 on third down, 1 of 1 on fourth down, and not just 10 of 13 on third down, 10 of 13 on third and long and hitting big plays. We'll go over that today if we can in the next couple of days, but the third down, Nick Saban said it after the game, third down was huge, and a big part of that was on both sides of the ball, actually, Clemson being very dominant there. Alabama had a big, we thought had a big rushing advantage coming into the game, but Clemson stayed within 13 yards of the rushing. The biggest difference there, Trevor Lawrence again, and Justin Ross, one of the reasons why Clemson is now the favorite in Vegas to win the national championship next season is freshman Trevor Lawrence throwing to freshman Justin Ross. Ross, 6 catches, 153 yards, and a touchdown. And let's go back and look at what Ross did against Notre Dame and Alabama in the college football playoffs as he grows up. Let's also look at what Clemson did, and I think I'm right by saying this now, 74-19. In the college football playoffs against Notre Dame and against Alabama, two of the biggest powerhouses in all of college football. Clemson outscores them 74-19. How about the fact that Zach, that Clemson with Trevor Lawrence in every game that he started and finished, nobody stayed within 20 points of the Tigers? Now, how's the future look with a freshman quarterback? And you and I talked about it coming in. Zach, how many does the guy win now? We said if he won last night, he would win more than one. After the game was over, he's talking about winning, you know, hopefully 4 is what he's talking about.
He was alluding to 4 years on campus.
Yes. I mean, sign me up for some of that. But even if he doesn't, DJ Uiagalelei was at the Clemson's team hotel and behind the Clemson bench after the game or in the stands after the game. And
his old man's tweeting about how he's excited for his son's future and he's really excited that the school he's choosing loves his son and all this stuff. And he's like, yo, Tigers, what is happening?
Crazy. Absolutely crazy. I don't have a lot prepared for today's show because, quite frankly, it was a long night, and you know, I want the fans to get into this, but I do want to tell you this one other quick thing.
What's that?
On Friday, and I showed you this, Rodney Williams spends a lot more time with this staff. He's in staff meetings. Former Clemson quarterback and color analyst on the radio broadcast you heard here is with Dabo a lot. He's with his team a lot, and he's with his staff a lot. And Friday morning, he sent me a text, and it said, we win by 17. I showed you this text. He said, we win by 17. And he said, because of depth and number 16. I asked him in a text back, is 16 the best you've ever seen? And his reply back was, ever. Pretty doggone. Not many people were saying that. But what I got from that and the confidence that I had coming out of that is that him being around the staff all last week and seeing it, that the staff, that's what the staff thought. Now, they didn't think they went by 70. I'm not saying that. But the staff at very, 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 very confident. And if you heard Dabo Swinney after the game, Zach,
yep,
saying that we thought going in that we were the better football team. One other just quick note. a dear friend of mine that spends time with Dabo and has the staff over at his Lake Kiwi home in the summertime. They go have them out, take them to boats, and have a good time out there. Had dinner with the staff over the summer, and Dabo mentioned it in front of the staff, and nobody backed down from him. He goes, "We're going to be the first 15-0 team in college football history this year."
That is a conversation we had off air, isn't it? I forgot about that until just now.
No, nope. Manhattan Tiger tells us, Dabo said, "We're going to be the first 15-0 team in college football this year."
As long as we don't screw it up, we're going to be the first 15-0 team in college football history. That's something that was said in August.
Dan Benish, remember this? Dan Benish told him, "Hey, man, as long as you don't screw it up, Dabo, don't screw this team up. We'll win 15 games this year." Really crazy, crazy stuff coming out. And later, after the euphoria of today and some point in time this week, we'll have a segment or two or a day or two start talking about where does this team fit in the history of college football. Because I know I read it again yesterday. I know it was said again yesterday. This was not only Nick Saban's best team. This was Alabama's best team ever, and Clemson just beat you 44-16. We can start talking in historical terms about this at some point in time in the very near future. I want to tell you this, that one of the great parts of this trip is the fact that I with priority one, I know that my wife is safe. My baby's safe and my dog is safe and everything's safe there. I know now that Zach is safe thanks to our great friends at Priority One. Zach is in our Priority One security studio, as he always is, and doing a great job there. And we are awfully proud partners with Priority One. They remember when in the summertime we have or in the fall time when we have our you know, Tigers for Tatas. They match all that stuff. They're awesome in the community, and they're very, very proud of Dabo and very, very proud of this football program. And they want to say congratulations to the Clemson Tigers. It's Priority One and Priority One Securities. Hey, in your business, in your home, get protected with the best. Online, PriorityOneSecurity.com. Zach, we'll take a break. What do you say we open up the phone lines? Let's hear from some fans. We got a lot of tweets to get to as well, a lot of texts to get to as well. But more than anything else, I want to hear from you. If you're up, what do you think about it? It's the second segment with the callers of the Mickey Paula Show right after this.
Head to Bojangles for three breakfast biscuit combos with a fixin' and a drink for just $4 each. Choose from our country ham biscuit, sausage and egg biscuit, or steak biscuit. Three breakfast biscuit combos, just $4 each. Bojangles, it's bow time.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
Quag here for Hendrick Honda Easley. I've owned my Accord for several years, and I can tell you a Honda's the way to go. Hendrick Honda Easley's been in business 25 years, offering their customers a fair, fast, easy, and transparent experience. After you've purchased your new or pre-owned vehicle from Hendrick Honda Easley, believe me, their staff from service to finance is behind you 100%. See Hendrick Honda Easley online at HendrickHondaSC.com or in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway.
One day sale, today only. Hey, it's Mickey Pollard here. Zero Res is offering their lowest price ever, but for today only. Four rooms of carpet for only $109 when you mention my name. Four rooms, $109. It's never been this affordable, but you must call or book online today. Call 864-558-7300 or book online at ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards. It's the right way to clean. And don't forget to ask about our air duct cleaning special.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Did you know you can spray Lanix on just about anything that needs protection? How about adding a non-slip grip to your axe? Or how about a park bench, a trailer, van liner, work truck, motorcycle? Think outside the bed liner and Lanix it.
Call us today at Lanix of Anderson.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did it become okay for men to be lazier, softer, fatter? We need to bring the men of this country back to greatness with Ageless Male Max, a patent-pending formula with an ingredient that helps boost your total testosterone, promoting greater increases in muscle size and twice the reduction of body fat percentage than exercise alone. Plus, an amazing 64% increase in nitric oxide, which can be handy in the gym and in the bedroom. Take your manhood to the max by trying your first 30-day bottle free. Not 10 days, not 15 days, but a full 30-day supply free. When you text the word EASY to 797979, just pay shipping and handling. Finally, a formula that boosts total testosterone. If your results with Ageless Male Max are too intense, please decrease use. For your free bottle, text EASY to 797979. Text EASY to 797979.
Anna here from Buddy's Automotive in Pendleton, your local family-owned and operated dealer and repair shop for 38 years. Do you want to sell your car? We will give you the fair market price for your vehicle on the spot, no matter the condition, model, or year. Get cash in hand the same day. Our process is fast and fair. Turn your old car into cash, whether you buy from us or elsewhere. Come in today and get an on-the-spot cash offer for your vehicle. 1040 North Mechanic Street in Pendleton, or you can give us a call at 864-646-3513.
The Mickey Plyler Show
on 105.5 The Roar.
Good morning!
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Hey, Zach, I told you, man, my wife is kind enough to let me come out here. I'm going to reward her with another prenatal package over at Urban Nirvana. These people are amazing. She loves it there. I got to tell you, man, there's nothing like energizing my wife, especially now 8 months pregnant and with all that happens to your body and your back hurting and, man, all the stress and pressure of it all. Urban Nirvana is going to be awesome. Guys, if you want to really, really, really make the loved one in your life happy, Zach, I know you felt this before. I tell you what, Zach. Let's go in together, man. Let's get a little Mary and little Kristen a little Urban Nirvana. That'd be nice of us, wouldn't it?
Hey, man, it would be very sweet of us, and we're great people that way, so we might as well do it.
Right, let's do that. Urban Nirvana, all the locations across the state of South Carolina. Check them out online. Easy to buy the gift certificate, urbannirvana.com. Clemson receives all 61 first-place votes for the first time this season and continued a remarkable trend under Dabo Sweeney. The Tigers became the first team in the modern era to go 15-0, and also by going that unanimous national championship, it was also the eighth consecutive year where they finished as good or higher than the preseason poll. So congratulations, Clemson. The Associated Press wins the national championship there, college football national championship, all those other things. We'll continue to talk about a bunch of those notes. Alabama's last points were at 14-18 to go in the second period. Alabama was held scoreless the final 44 minutes and 18 seconds of the game as Clemson reeled off 30 unanswered points. Our telephone numbers, 654-ROAR, 654-7627. I'd love to hear from you. Boogie has been a very, very loyal caller, and he's in Columbia, South Carolina. And I got to say, Boogie, I wouldn't want to live there, but it's probably a pretty good time to live in Columbia right now.
Yes, it is, Mickey. Yes, it is. Matter of fact, I got a couple of texts last night during the game from some Gamecock friends of mine, and they're good guys, and they were just saying, well, this is just a product of y'all playing in the ACC. You're not as beat up as Alabama. And my response was, look, man, your big brother just got beat up real bad at the bus stop. Where are you going to catch the bus at now? And I got no response. But I had something that was congratulatory, so, you know, it was good. It was good. But, Mickey, listen, that was the best 2 hours of sleep I've got in a long time, because that's about all I got. I was so jacked up and I'm on my way into work now, and they might turn me around at the gate and say, just give him the day off because we don't want to hear him today. But, man, listen, I just wanted to give kudos to that offensive line. I even went back and watched the game over again, and I break down film just like I'm still there. And I could tell you this, that offensive line played blitz pickup and sound gap control. I've not seen that out of our offensive line. They were lights out last night. I'm so proud of those guys. And, man, just I'm speechless. I didn't see that coming, Mickey. I said yesterday, Clemson by 10, remember? But I did not see that coming. I felt like it was going to be a two-score, but maybe 10-12, but I did not see that coming.
Well, you were one of the few that talked double digits. I told you, Rodney Williams told me 17. I don't know anybody that predicted Clemson win by 28 points. Nick Saban's the worst loss of his college career. No one would think that. But you did say double digits last night or yesterday.
Yeah. And you know what? David Pollitt looks like the smartest man on that panel because if I'm correct, he was about the only one to pick Clemson. I think Jim Moore changed his pick, and it was just a hunch, but. Man, listen, just one quick thought, and it spurs off of seeing DJ's dad tweeting from the hotel and stuff, and these things are really big in recruiting because, you know, recruits see this. But in your opinion, Mickey, because I watched Jurion Ely in that game, and this kid was electric. And what do you think a game like this, seeing this, and he's getting ready to come in for a visit from what I've last read, what do you think a game like this does to him to say, hey, you know what, Major League Baseball be there, maybe I need to go try my hand at this? How does that put Clemson in a better spot, in your opinion?
Well, I will tell you this, Boogie. He's going to visit this weekend, and on his official visit, he's going to see something that he's never seen before, a national championship parade and a stadium full of about 60 or 70,000 Clemson fans. And I know we've had a lot of great official visits here, but I don't know if we've ever had one like what he's going to see. Now, in the Major League Baseball and the money and all this kind of stuff, but, with what Tony Elliott has to tell that young man on this weekend, I think Clemson's in very, very good shape. The baseball staff as well, I think they're in great shape with him. It's going to be a lot of fun keeping up with him. Hey, Boogie, congratulations, man. I hope you have a great day at work, and I look forward. Let's talk again tomorrow if we can.
Absolutely, buddy. Have a good trip home, man.
We will for sure. Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. Zach, what is it about Bays? Clemson wins in Tampa Bay, and Clemson wins in the San Francisco Bay.
I don't know. I do not know.
Need to get more of these bays out here. Let's get Delvin, who's been hanging on a while now as well. Good morning, Delvin. I really appreciate you hanging on. I hope you're doing well this morning.
I'm doing good. How you guys doing?
Fantastic.
Well, first of all, I need to apologize to you. Because me and you went at it about Trevor Lawrence being a star over Caleb Brown. I said, if Dallas was going to do this, he had to do better than what Caleb Brown did last year. And obviously, he did better going 15-0 and winning that championship. So you were right about that. And another thing, you know what I love seeing last night? Was on the SEC Network, see how they explain how Alabama got beat down last night. They couldn't explain it last night. And then Austin Brown was on their show last night talking about, on the SEC Network, even on their show talking about how they beat Alabama, but just to see how they talk about how Clemson just dominated them, they couldn't explain. They were shot. It seemed like they were shot last night on the SEC Network after the game.
Well, I mean, obviously, anybody who would ever consider being on the same field as an SEC football team is crazy, and anybody who consider beating an SEC football team, that's beyond the realm of belief. But you know what? Sometimes, you know, those miracles that do happen.
Mickey, I want to know, did you sit beside some Alabama fans? What were their reaction to Justin Ross being from Bama and he didn't go to Alabama and the plays he was making last night? I don't want to get to the table. What were the fans saying about him? Like, why didn't we get this guy? I know they probably wanted to fire Nick Saban last night after the game. Probably went, so, you know, fans overreact sometimes.
Yeah, I didn't hear from a lot of Alabama fans after the game. The you know, I sat in the stands in the auxiliary press box of the stands, which is outside and great, and the great atmosphere, great temperature, the game, and all this kind of stuff. But because the celebration was so long, we didn't get out of the stadium until Alabama fans had cleared out. I thought at the game itself, I don't know if TV showed it, it was about 50-50 with Clemson and Alabama. My guess might have been 51-49, maybe a few more Clemson fans being there. But because of the – I met a great Alabama fan on the way over. I had a long conversation with him. A lot of respect from him from Dothan, Alabama, but didn't get a chance to speak to a whole lot of Alabama fans because they kind of cleared out and the celebration was so long.
Yeah, but Justin Ross is ridiculous, man. The second one, that catch, that one-handed, oh, my God. I don't know, did they show no replay on the stadium last night?
Yeah, they did, and it was a wow moment. And boy, oh boy, that young man.
He's going to be a sophomore next year, people.
Yeah. Delvin, for all those who don't keep up recruiting, who said recruiting, yeah, blah, blah, whatever, show me, I think Justin Ross and Trevor Lawrence are a great example why recruiting is so important.
Yeah, unbelievable. Well, congratulations. I put Clemson win, but I didn't know they were dominating. And they brought up tours. Everybody talking about Nick Saban was due to a freshman quarterback, man. Yeah, Trevor Lawrence, at first. He had one bad series, in my opinion. That was the first series. Other than that, he played good, and he became the second true freshman quarterback to win the national championship. You know the other ones, Mickey?
I do know this. Jamel Holloway, maybe Oklahoma, 1985.
Jamel Holloway, Oklahoma. Yeah. How about that?
Yeah, that's crazy to think about. Absolutely crazy to think about. Hey, I'm gonna leave you with this. Justin Ross in the national or in the college football playoffs. 12 catches, 301 yards, and 3 touchdowns.
Man. Unbelievable.
Yeah. Great stuff. Boy. Hey, Devin, thanks for calling in, my friend.
Thanks for my call, man.
Look forward to getting home and talk to you guys here this week.
Yeah, man. Thanks for my call, man.
All right, buddy. A unbelievable performance there. Let me give you the combined for what Trevor Lawrence did. And Zach, I know you love it when I do math on the air here.
Surely,
but
yes.
Trevor Lawrence in the college football playoff, 47 completions and 71 passes for 674 yards, 6 touchdowns, and no interceptions. Just crazy work there. Finally, Zach, I want to get your thoughts on this before we take a break. Clemson was the better team last night on both lines of scrimmage, agree?
Yes. Yes, I do.
And if the two teams played again tonight, I don't know if they'd win by 28 points. But you feel pretty confident going into tonight, wouldn't you?
I think
if you did it again?
You'd rather be favored going into tonight, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt about that. All right, let's take a break. I want to tell you about Palmetto Dunes, and I know that there's a lot of employees at Palmetto Dunes, a lot of the management team at Palmetto Dunes that are big Clemson fans. And Palmetto Dunes, I remember telling me not too long ago that the most business they get at Palmetto Dunes is from the 864 area code. And Palmetto Dunes wants to congratulate Clemson and their national championship and wanted to wish you a happy 2019. Their 2019 is going to be better than ever. 3 great golf courses, sun splash beaches, great food, awesome outdoor activity. You got tennis and you got pickleball. You've got the kayaking and the boating. You got the offshore and deep sea fishing. You've got the surf fishing. You've got all kinds of amazing things and all kinds of variety at Palmetto Dunes. And Palmetto Dunes wants to invite all Tiger fans down to have a great 2019. Celebrate this. Come out and see them this summer, this spring. You want to get away? Just a very short drive down to Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. My great friends at Palmetto Dunes and Palmetto Dunes.com. We'll get back to our Palmetto Golf Report, but football today, and Palmetto Dunes says congratulations to the Clemson Tigers. We'll take a break, Zach. When we come back, phone calls, texts, tweets, reaction, really a reaction Tuesday to Clemson's 44-16 win as the Tigers claim their third national championship. More right after this.
Whether you're looking for a quick lunch, celebrating a special occasion, or just want a great dinner with friends, Carson's is your place. Featuring hand-cut steaks from their in-house butcher, fresh-baked yeast rolls, and all the peanuts you can eat. Open every day. Enjoy happy hour Monday through Saturday, 4 p.m. until 8 p.m. with discounted appetizers, beer, wine, and cocktails. Try the golden fried catfish sandwich, filet mignon, or smoked ribs today. View their full menu online at carsonsteakwarehouse.net. Carson's Steak Warehouse and Saloon.
You don't have to wait for a win to start celebrating. The Upstate South Carolina Boat Show is back, and we have everything you need for living it up on the water. So whether you're looking for speed, fish, or a weekend cruiser, you'll find the best selection of this year's newest boat models, as well as the latest gear and accessories for the whole team. Go Tigers! And go to the Upstate South Carolina Boat Show, January 24th through the 27th at the Greenville Convention Center. Visit UpstateSCBoatShow.com for more.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Hendrick Honda Easley, located in the heart of the upstate at the base of the majestic Blue Ridge Mountains, the perfect location to cruise in your new Honda while enjoying panoramic mountain views. Just a quick drive from anywhere in the upstate, Hendrick Honda Easley's got the charming small-town feel with hidden gems to see and explore along the way. Escape the everyday at HendrickHondaSC.com. Experience the Hendrick Honda difference in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway. Hendrick Honda Easley, the shining light on top of the hill.
Head to Bojangles for three breakfast biscuit combos for just $4 each.
Booking your flight to see the Tigers play this weekend? Before you leave home, make sure your ID will fly by switching to a real ID with the correct documentation at any SCDMV branch. Visit scdmvonline.com for a complete list of what's needed to purchase your real ID today and see if you're eligible to buy yours from the comfort of home. Again, that's scdmvonline.com and search real ID. Don't delay. Buy your real ID today.
Have you been thinking about your goals for 2019? If you're ready to feel great about your health, your outlook, and your family, the YMCA of Easley, Pickens, and Powdersville is ready to make this your best year ever. Your membership includes fun fitness programs, top-of-the-line equipment, year-round swimming, and free child watch while you work out. There's even a life-changing program called The Journey, led by experienced wellness coaches. Just as important, when you're at the Y, you're among friends. Call today to set up a tour to see why the YMCA offers so much more for your membership. For locations, info, and phone number, just Google the YMCA of Easley, Pickens, and Powdersville. Join the YMCA today. New members pay nothing until February. And remember, your Y membership gives you access to all three facilities. Again, for locations, info, and phone number, just Google the YMCA of Easley, Pickens, and Powdersville.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
This is going to be my happy place.
Now, back to Mickey and Zach.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Reaction Tuesday. Love to hear from you. Phone lines, text, tweets. I got some tweets to get to. Hey, our friends at Zero Res and ZeroResGreenville.com. When I mentioned Zero Res, I got some great specials right now. $109, three-room special. Mention my name, get that free hallway. You're going to love Zero Res. Powered water means clean carpets, no harsh soaps, no harsh chemicals, no harsh detergents. How about our great friends at Zero Res getting 2019 off right? Get those carpets clean, insanely clean carpets with Zero Res. Spell this up backwards. Same backwards as it is forwards. Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z. Zero Res, Greenville.com. 558-7300. Mr. Ward 24, I saw pictures of downtown Clemson last night. You have anything? I only saw one picture, and I saw Roy Philpott make a statement about how loud downtown Clemson was.
Yeah, I saw pictures. I saw a couple of videos of people climbing trees and being pulled down from it. Shaking, you know, the lights out. It was just, it was a wild scene downtown last night. I hope everybody's okay. Everybody got home safe and sound. But I was not privileged to get down there yesterday evening.
All right. The new information we have today that might have gotten out since you went to bed, parade and stadium celebration this Saturday. Parade will start at 9 a.m. The parade route will start downtown at the intersection of College Avenue and Keith Street. The parade will proceed to Highway 93 and turn left onto Highway 93 in front of Bowman Field. The route will then take a right onto Calhoun Drive and finally take the right onto Fort Hill Street, where it will end up at the east end zone of Memorial Stadium. Parades will include players, coaches, administrators, invited guests, Tiger Band, cheerleaders, rally cats, mascots, and so much more. The stadium celebration is the stadium will gates will open at 7 a.m. Highlights and replays of the championship game will play on the video board up until it's time for the parade to start. The parade will be shown live on the video board starting at 9 a.m. Stadium celebration will start approximately 10:30. The stadium celebration will include hearing from the coaches, players, and special guests. And at the celebration will conclude prior to the noon basketball game as Clemson takes on Virginia. ClemsonTigers.com, TigerNet.com, all these folks have all those out there. So get if you need any more information, you can certainly do that.
Absolutely.
Some Twitter stuff, because we are tweeting like crazy now. Shane writes in, "Hey guys, thanks for dedication to show this for the show. Great time to be a Tiger. I'm hearing no playoff expansion until 2026. They talked about that. They had a press conference about it yesterday. I don't know what's going to happen with all that. I don't know. I know Clemson will have a place at the table if as long as they keep playing like they're playing now. And we'll see. You know, how many of you want to invite them, and then we'll go from there." Travis writes in, so how's the cycling out deal with Trevor and Justin Ross? Cycling out is very, very fun. Brad writes in, let's talk about the SEC strength moving forward, knowing the ACC was so weak this year. One word, validation from Skip. And Tiger commentator says, big ups to Mickey Plotter, Zach Orr, for powering through at 3 a.m. local time for to talk about the Tigers. You know, Zach, it's not hard to do this. Secondly, who in the world would miss this?
Oh, I know. It's an easy show to get up for and finally get going. Like I said, there's 129 other schools, other teams, and fan bases that would love to be in our shoes this morning. So we're going to enjoy it, embrace it, and make the most of it. Because while it's come around on a pretty regular basis here in Clemson the last couple of years, it doesn't come around that often. So we're going to continue to enjoy it here this morning.
I like when Stuart, a Noles fan, gets all the WCCP guys in a tweet and says, congratulations on unconquered, undefeated season for alumni and fans of the Noles. Y'all are every college football program is trying to get to and have trust in the process. And finally, on Twitter in the first hour, Jacob says, nothing like listening to the Mickey Plotter Show at 3 a.m. sitting in the San Francisco airport. I tell you, it was hell getting out here for a lot of folks, but I know a lot of people are awfully glad they made the trip out to the Bay. And Clemson fans will look, as they look very fondly upon Miami after winning the 1981 National Championship in the 1982 Orange Bowl. They will look very fondly upon the Tampa area, Tampa Bay, by winning the 2017 National Championship game and claiming the 2016 National Championship. They will certainly look very fondly upon San Francisco and the San Francisco and Santa Clara area for winning the 2019 National Championship game and claiming the 2018 National Championship. Remember the last time we had that big deal, Zach, where people couldn't get that straight? I think that we've got at least got that part of it straight now. Clemson won the 2018 National Championship by winning the 2019 National Championship game.
Well, you know what? Practice makes perfect, so you play them enough times, I feel like you're going to straighten it out eventually, right?
Well, yeah, I'm getting a lot of practice out of this.
Exactly right. This is, of course, a Reaction Tuesday for us, right? We're going to kind of label it that. And we would like to hear from you this morning as early and as often as you possibly can. We do have a couple phone calls already lined up here, Mickey. We have William and Greer and Joe in D.C., so I'll leave it to you. Who would you like to speak with first? There's a couple of gentlemen waiting to speak with the illustrious Mickey Plotter.
No, no, no. I tell you, let me get Joe because he's normally the first phone call of the day, and I know he's got to be on cloud nine in our nation's capital. Hey, good morning, Joe.
Hey, Mickey, what's up, baby?
I will tell you this. I got to give you credit, Joe. You talked about Clemson winning this game and winning convincingly. You were the one of the guys who talked about a convincing win.
Mickey, we smacked the bully. We smacked the bully in the mouth. We did it convincingly. And you know who get a game ball, Mickey? I called you last week and told you. Brent Venables.
Yeah.
That dude put a defensive game plan together that was awesome for two games. He gets a game ball. Man, I'm so happy, man. Ah, man, if I could be in Clemson today, I'd be down there, Mickey.
Come this weekend. Hey, we're going to have a big old celebration in Clemson, South Carolina this weekend. We'd love to have you down, buddy.
I may slide down, Mickey. I just may do that. Mickey, it's going to be on, baby. No stopping Dabo and the boys. No stopping them. It's on.
Well, I'm going to give you credit for one thing as well. You said you got to hit the bully in the mouth, and I think a couple of days ago you talked about the Mike Tyson and Buster Douglas deal, and that fight looked an awful lot as you stood up to the bully, as you stood up to him and he hit him in the mouth, who hadn't been hit in the mouth before, and he kept fighting back. Earlier on, it looked like a little toe-to-toe deal there, but Zach made a great point earlier too. And he says it looks like Alabama threw everything they could at Clemson in the first quarter, and then once Clemson survived that, it was on. 30 unanswered points and a dominating 44-16 win.
I'm not surprised because we played Alabama the last 4 years. So there was no intimidation factor. It's just last year we didn't have a quarterback that could do what Deshaun Watson and definitely what Trevor Lawrence could do. That was really the difference in the game was our quarterback position. We're not scared of Alabama. Alabama is Bama. I take no credit away from their program. They are great. They are definitely one of the greatest programs in college football. But Clemson is too, and we're not scared of them. We're not scared of them at all. And playing against them prepared us for what we did last night. Because all those guys was on that team.
You know, it is about that. I saw some swagger in Clemson last night. I saw... And it doesn't happen very often. Normally, when you beat Alabama, right, those rare times that they do it, you got to do it late, or you got to hang on, or you get up to a little lead. Clemson didn't just hang on. Clemson had swagger and really looked like the much better football team the last three quarters, but did it confidently, imposed their will. How many times you hear that statement? Clemson imposed their will upon Alabama last night.
And you want to know something nobody talked about, and unfortunately, you know, Dexter Lawrence didn't play, but we didn't need him. Yeah. As great as he was his time at Clemson, and I wish he would have played, it wasn't even a factor the last two games of the year. And that tells you how great our coaching staff is and the guys that they coach up to fill in, and he's not even missed. He missed, but he wasn't missed. And this game right here proved that those guys earned their check. That coaching staff, they earn their money, man, because they prepared them guys for the biggest game of the year.
Totally agree. Good, couldn't agree. Couldn't agree more.
Mick, I may slide down and see you, Mick.
Come on. You're always welcome, man. I've loved talking to you the last few weeks, and I can't wait to talk to you the rest of the week. And come on down here. We'd love to have you.
All right, Mick. Enjoy yourself, baby.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you. That's one of my favorite people in the world. And hearing that guy's voice this morning, that made my day, Zach. I'm going to get to one more here in this segment. Everybody on hold, I promise you, this is going to be your show all day. We're going to let you talk. I'm going to give everybody as much time as they want. Be considerate of others, obviously, when you make those phone calls. But, Zach, do I have you right now, Zach, or are you on the phone?
Yeah, I got you, buddy.
That guy, you know, we love Joe. And Joe calls almost every day. But I thought about Joe last night after the game, I thought about some of these callers that I know that love this team and love this program and love this football program, not this radio show. But those daily callers, those callers guys, two or three times a week, I thought about a bunch of those guys last night, and Joe was one of those. I've got about a minute or so for William and Greer. Hey, William, thanks for calling in, man. Go right ahead.
Hey, I appreciate that. As a Gamecocks fan, I appreciate that Clemson won last night. Congratulate to them. But I was so happy to see Alabama lose. I don't go by the SEC rules. I want to see Alabama get the crap beat out of it all times. And congratulations to the Clemson Tigers.
William, I appreciate the phone call, man. You've got this thing figured out. There is no such thing as conference allegiance. Pull for the Gamecocks and pull hard for them. And I appreciate the phone call, man. Have a great day today.
All right, you too.
That's refreshing to hear that he gets it, that there is no conference affiliation, that you pull for a team, and we'll see how that works. Stevie in Simpsonville, Tiger Greg, Orange and Wright, I want to give you all the time you guys want. We're going to take a short break at the top of the hour. We're going to come back two more solid hours. If you want to get in now, and I'll let everybody go as long as they want to go in the first two segments of every hour. So love to hear from you. I want to tell you about our friends at Harbin Lumber. You know, Zach Clemson's won three national championships in the last 102 years, and Harbin Lumber's won a bunch more than that as far as their customer service and what they do. If you want a full-service lumber yard that is on your side, that is there for you every single delivery, in full, on time, every single time, I want to check out Harbin Lumber. Harbin Lumber, remember the number, 353-5053, 353-5053, harbinlumber.com. The great folks there at Harbin Lumber. Love Randy, love all those guys, and can't thank them enough for their support of this show. When we come back, our Twitter feed at Mickey Pollard. Zach Orr is back. You know, you can't miss a national championship. He's back on Twitter. Get back at him at Mr. Orr 24. Our health care text line, 864-968-986-1566. And on our Northern Communication phone line, 654-ROAR, 654-7627. If you're on hold, I promise you, all your phone calls, as long as you want, on a Reaction Tuesday, reacting to Clemson's 44-16 win to claim the national championship, hour two after this.
Safely in the Priority One studios, we are WCCP Clemson Greenville. 105.5 The Roar. Get ready. It's time. Time for the South Carolina International Auto Show, January 11th through the 13th at the Greenville Convention Center. See hundreds of the hottest new cars, trucks, SUVs, luxury vehicles, and more, all in a non-selling environment. Test drive vehicles right at the show. You can't do that online. Kids even have their own test drive area, courtesy of Citgo, our official fuel sponsor. It's the South Carolina International Auto Show, the 11th through the 13th. Discounts available at the UPS store, Spinks, or go to SouthCarolinaAutoShow.com.
It's always a good time to look and feel good. At Roosters Men's Grooming Center, you can count on a team that will make you feel